Commission, Oroville Region, August 23rd, 2022. Roll call.
Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
Commissioner Ristman.
Here.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Here.
Commissioner Reynolds.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Thompson.
Here.
All here.
Okay, let's stand for the flag salute. Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, board meeting minutes from July 26th. Does anybody have any questions?
We included those in the packet for you guys.
If not, does somebody?
I'll make a motion that we adopt the board meeting minutes from July 26th, 2022.
I'll second it.
Okay. Authorization of warrants ending August 23rd, 2022.
Yes, thank you.
Is there a vote on the last? No, we need to have a vote on the, we need to have a vote.
There's a motion and a second, but I didn't.
Yeah, they got it.
Is there a vote?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
There we go.
Thank you.
So yes, Madam Chair, Commissioner Ristman came in yesterday. We went over the warrants.
Yes, Manager Sturtevant and I went over the warrants. And the warrants totaled $963,920.90. Of that, warrants paid this meeting are numbers 27619 through 27681. Also included in that were the commissioner's checks numbers 10421 through 10426. And electronic fund transfers. Everything matched up perfectly.
I'll second that. Everyone in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Well, I don't think we actually had an actual motion, did we?
Didn't you just make it?
Well, would that be a motion by reading it off? Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Unless you don't want to make a motion.
No, that's, I wasn't sure if the, just reading the, what I did was that would be construed an actual motion.
Sound like a motion to me.
Perfect.
Okay, I second it. All in favor?
All right.
Aye.
Opposed? Fiscal report?
Yes, Madam Chair, so this month we're going through our audit, and so we don't have any fiscal reports to put in here. And next month we will have both fiscal reports for July and August in next month's meeting.
Thank you. Do we have any visitors or the public online for the meeting?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Public hearing. The public hearing is open pursuant to Government Code 54954.3 on a resolution 03-22, mitigate negative declaration and mitigation monitoring and reporting program for the wastewater treatment plant upgrade project.
Yes, Chairwoman and Commissioners, tonight placed before us is a resolution to adopt the mitigated negative declaration and mitigation monitoring program. So, as a public agency, seeking funds for the plant upgrade project, CEQA is the California Environmental Quality Act, regulates public entities doing construction projects. As required, our project is considered a project by definition under that statute. And as a public agency seeking public funds, we're required to do this study, this big study at the corners of the desks there. The initial study essentially determined that there will be a negative impact, so there'll be no environmental impact on the surrounding environment from the construction work that will go on here. That construction work we can go into if you have questions. I think the manager is going to talk a little bit more about that project in his manager's report. But essentially, SCORE met the requirements of CEQA for noticing this public hearing and noticing for public comments on this document. So we were required to notice the State Clearinghouse, Butte County. We published the notice here at the SCORE office and on our webpage in the Mercury Register, and we sent it out to the member entity managers. Furthermore, we noticed that this particular hearing on this day in the Mercury Register as well last Friday. We received no public comments here. Provost and Pritchard, who prepared the document and put their name and contact information on the notice of intent to adopt this document, didn't receive any public comments either. So essentially, we have before us, if you have any questions, I'd be happy to try my best to answer them. Up for adoption is the resolution, and the mitigation monitoring program is in your packets. The mitigation monitoring program essentially requires SCORE and whatever future contractor that we hire for to construct this project to do certain things. One of them is to fence off around some elderberry bushes we have here, to do a raptor study to make sure we're not going to interfere with any breeding of endangered raptors, and some best management practices for stormwater and pollution prevention, so no runoff happens
offside.
Only
kill raptors with a windmill.
There you go. That happened to yes. yes. So essentially, if there's any questions, we'd be happy to take them. It doesn't look like there's anybody from the public to comment on it. So.
Actually, I do have a serious question.
Sure.
We got to make sure that we don't endanger any raptors, but what about ground-type animals or, you know, snakes?
So that's part of the study. We had biologists came out and they studied every inch of the plant that's involved in the study or that will be involved in the construction, and they deemed that we wouldn't do any impact.
On anything, okay.
Not as far as on a species level, like a gopher might have to move out if we dig up his home, but gophers right. In general are not going to be impacted by them.
So okay. One of the mitigation member measures in the monitoring program is if something is found, like king gardener snake,
right.
That there's a surveyor on site that would have to be called to remove that species and take it out off the project site, relocate it. So there's measures for that.
Okay, yeah, because I mean, I've heard of, you know, entire multi-million dollar jobs being shut down because a snake is crawling across the track where the trucks go or whatever, so.
Yes, our project in Caruso got shut down.
That's all been taken care of in here.
Yeah,
yes,
oh.
Yes, sir.
And potentially human remains too.
Yeah, the archaeology study.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, they've got plans in place in the event they encounter any of those either remains or any type of endangered species, any type of animals they can.
Or tribal, anything having to do with tribal.
Tribal.
Yes. In fact, as part of this process, they were required to notify the tribes and seek comments from them on this project.
Okay. Oh, prior to the start of the project, so they can make sure that, as far as the tribe is concerned, this is not part of their sacred land or whatever.
Correct. Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay.
If there are none, I'll make a motion that we adopt resolution number 03-22.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have to do a roll call for this one. So, Commissioner Riston.
Aye.
Commissioner Mastelotto.
Yes.
And Commissioner Reynolds.
Yes.
Unanimous. So now you can sign that one, Ms. Chairwoman.
Okay. So, public comment session is closed. Now we are going into closed session.
Back on.
Okay. We are coming out of closed session, discussion, and no action taken. Do you want to wait until Chuck shows up before we get the attorney's report?
He's done.
No, he left.
Oh, okay. Attorney's report?
Nothing further.
Yes.
I think we've.
I'm talking about.
Huh? I'm talking about. I got some stuff.
All right.
For mine. So operations and maintenance, we didn't have any major operational issues, but we did receive our first delivery from Jones Chemical, which we had to switch our supplier down to the supplier out of L.A., Torrance, California. We're paying for third-party transportation on that because they're not allowed to deliver it up here because of a lawsuit that they had. So far, so good on that. It's worked out. So we're still looking at gathering costs on what it would take to do a liquid dechlorination solution, and I'll bring that to the board as soon as I get those costs. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Next topic, so upgrade funding, good news, potentially good news. So I'm sure you guys saw the newspaper article, the county received $72 million in disaster relief funds. Well, we applied with the county. Originally, the county applied for $160 million. $45 million of that was from SCORE for the upgrade expansion project. So the county only received 45% of what they were requesting, so they're not going to fully fund our project with that $45 million. We don't have any hard numbers. We have an idea. It might be around a quarter of what we asked for. I kind of got on my hands and knees and begged them for more, but we'll see how that goes. But, you know, 12 million bucks or 10 million bucks is more than SCORE's ever got, ever. So
should have said 45%.
That's 45%.
And that's what I said. I said, give me the 18 million.
Isn't that how it works?
I said, give me the 18 million, 45%. That'd be perfect, you know?
Yeah.
But what we're thinking, what we might have to do, and obviously this is a board decision, and we'll bring you all the information and let you make the best decision you can, but as we're thinking is if we get a chunk of that money, say it's 10, 12 million, we add a chunk of ours that we have set aside for that, for the big upgrade project, and we phase the project.
Well, we got set aside seven, so.
So right currently in our bank account, we have about $18 million.
Oh, 18?
Most of it's earmarked up to about $5 million is earmarked to stay in.
What's it going to be over the time of it?
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
Our last estimate was what?
40 million?
38,975,000, something like that.
For everything.
That was
so that project.
Seven.
Yeah, that project was that same estimate for that project was 3.8 million and it bid at 7.1. So yeah. That shows you the, and that was before the environment that we're in here. That was last summer when they bid, right? So that was before it's even as bad as now.
Don't become that manager.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I was here.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They should have had that project done.
Done, exactly. So,
does the supervisor have any influence with the county on that?
Big time.
Sure.
Okay.
A lot. If you have a connection there.
I do.
Make a phone call,
okay. Please.
I don't want to steal his thunder. It really does make sense to say, look, we should get we put in X number of dollars. Mm-hmm. You got a proportion. We should get that proportion.
We should get 45%.
Because otherwise they're diverting. Because look, that's how the state does it. They have so much to go around. They allocate, you know, they say, okay, well, everybody's got to take a haircut. So they allocate it and say everybody gets 45% of what, you know. I believe it. I'm the town attorney for Paradise, and I believe if I remember town, Paradise and PID came together, and I believe they had the same proportion of a haircut. Might have been a little bit more, and that's what they're doing with PID is they're saying, look, you had X number of dollars, we only got, I think it was 38% or 37%. We'll give you 37% of what you.
That's the fair thing to do.
Right.
Because otherwise they're diverting that money for some other county purpose.
Exactly. Okay.
Who's your supervisor?
Bill Conley.
Yeah.
I'm just over the borderline to a district out there. What is that? One?
I don't know.
Can I share?
Yeah, Kimmelshu.
Yep.
That's good because now you have two supervisors that touch this JPA.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah, because I.
Isn't he the nut guy?
Yes. Yeah, he's the nut guy.
Hey, Yeah. Hey, check it out. On his campaign, he'd go around door to door and hand you out a bag of Walmart.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding, man.
Well, that's a great
I'm serious.
Yeah, he can't.
I've talked to him for several. He's a nice guy.
When you say he's a nut guy, I was thinking
that. Good.
I know Steve
just a little bit, but I know him well enough that I'm not, you know, I'll call him up. You gonna call Bill?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll call both of them.
Yeah, and then I sat on the groundwater board with Bill also.
Okay, good.
Yeah, GSA.
Pick his
own. Well, I have the Bill Conley cell number if anybody wants it.
So yeah,
we phone up.
Yeah, exactly.
So that could be very good news. Like I said, we might end up. What we might have to do is phase the project out. But I think that that actually might be beneficial for getting more free money, to be honest, because I think we could classify it as like a technical, like this first phase with this money and our money, we do like a technological or a modernization, get all this stuff that's from the 70s out of here, get new stuff in here. The next phase could be an expansion phase, and then the third phase could be like a recycle phase, and recycle water is where the money's at right now. Any of the free money you're getting is recycle.
And doing that would make the project more competitive, too.
It would also make it more competitive, because at, you know, if it goes to...
Looking into getting purple pipe.
Yes, big time. I've had meetings with your manager because you guys are a water purveyor.
How does everybody else get purple pipe? We can't get purple pipe.
Because they've never tried. I'll get you there, yeah, Commissioner Taggart. I'll get you there, I promise.
So I said, don't become that manager.
I promise.
We're working on it.
I have 10 years before I'm eligible to retire, and I will get this stuff done.
That's a little FYI.
I will get this stuff done.
The old manager's coming on our board.
I knew it.
Went unopposed.
I knew it.
Because our board member forgot to fill out a paper.
I sent him a congratulations text. So anyways, that's really good news, and I'll update you, and me and Mike are kind of working on a plan and with the engineers on how we could phase that and make it the most beneficial cost-wise and the ability to get free money and actually get this thing going sooner rather than later. Because that's one issue that we might run into on this county money is that they have a date that it's got to be spent by. So that could be tricky.
Oh.
So when the feds release the money, of course, great state of California. The feds released the money. They had like 6 years to get it spent. Well, state of California sat on it for like 2.5 years. So now it gets to the county level and they go, you got 3 years to get it spent.
Right.
And so now how long till we get it?
Once we get our share, we need to
spend
encumber
it. That's right.
Yeah, even if we don't have the project started, we need to encumber it.
Exactly. We need to...
Like you said, we spread it out. We need one of them 15 million ones that are shovel ready.
So exactly.
Because we'll be shovel ready.
And the nice thing about that too is if you have like an $80 million project, and Commissioner Salvucci can comment on this, you're really limiting the amount of construction firms that can bid on that project.
Right.
There's not too many firms that run around with a $100 million bond.
No,
you know,
right.
So you're going to have Tykert, Knife River, and another big giant blow-and-go company come in here, and that's what they're going to do.
One of those.
Exactly. Which, not saying that they do bad work, but I'm just saying if you want a more competitive bid process, you have a lower,
smaller amount.
Yeah. will bring us that.
And that's like what we do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's all good news on that front.
Just good.
To give you guys a heads up, next month we'll have our cost of living adjustment coming in front of you. By policy, SCORE gets automatically, the employees get up to 5% without, it's just automatic, it just happens by policy. Anything over 5%, it's got to be approved at the board level by you guys.
Well, you know what's going on.
It's going to be over 5%, we all know that.
Yeah.
So you guys will be seeing it. I believe Thermalito just passed
8-5.
One over there, 8-5. So
yeah.
I would assume it's going to be in that neck of the woods.
I saw that we had the sheet, I think we were 8.3% cost of living for our area, our geographic area.
Exactly. So you guys will be seeing that next month.
Because when I came on the board, they were looking at how they used to do it. This is a pretty good little angle they had going. Nobody paid attention. But they were doing... like San Francisco, East Bay, cost of living.
Oh, man.
So you're getting these big cost of living, you know, but once they got reeled in, you know, it was like less than half.
Yeah. We use the all urban areas, the federal one. So it's
right.
A pretty good group. So it doesn't, you know, because, the San Francisco one's ridiculous. But also, you know, if you use one from like Kansas, it's not really representative of California either. So.
Yeah, that's why. You know, that's part of the reason we got 218 here and coming, because we got a plan expansion and everything else.
So influent pump station, so here's where I'm going to give you guys some bad news. Not any big change order costs at this point in time, but the project got extended out to March 2023. As you guys know, the original completion date was this month, and they can't get any of the electrical stuff. It's just
so they still having problems.
Do they do what they can, and they're just going to stop?
Exactly, they're going to do everything that they can get done, and then they'll stop. And
well, our expansion, you know, because we have microfiltration, so we can add more on. Mm-hmm. That's how the plant was built.
Yep.
Well, it was supposed to be probably by December. Well, now with the chain, it's going to be they can't get it till May, so we can't do it during the summer.
Yep.
But they're going to try to come in and do as much as they can, and then we'll do it probably October next year.
Yeah, we'll pretty much be in the same
boat. We're talking about, because we're, you know, pipe expansion and all that. Oh, I told him, I said, you might as well buy ductile iron now, because who knows how long it's going to take to get. Mm-hmm. And from a year from now, how much more is it
going to cost? It's going to cost more, exactly.
We're stuffing in the yard, whatever. Yep. We've done it before.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's just ridiculous how everything's going up and the time it takes to get it. And yeah, it's just, well, you know, variable drive motor. We went for some parts the other day. They said there's usually 30 of them on the shelf, the parts.
Yep.
Zero, so they gave us a loaner.
I believe it.
It's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Now, yeah. Let me ask this question.
Yes, sir.
I know that there was a discussion about a pre-built electrical house versus somebody come in and wiring it.
Yeah, building what, like a block building.
Yeah, a block building. Mm-hmm. So what's the final decision? What's going to happen?
That's what we're going to end up doing, the block building.
They're going to do the block building?
They're working on the plan and all that stuff so I can bring it to you guys to get it approved for the church.
Yeah, because they couldn't get the building.
Couldn't get the building.
Okay, so it's still... The building's still unavailable.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
And now even the electrical components inside the building are unavailable.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're caught in the COVID nightmare still.
I don't think it's scheduled to be delivered until January. Yeah. The electrical components.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the last thing on my report is you guys all got that envelope. It says confidential on it. We did that to make me feel like I was important.
Did it work?
It doesn't. Not really. Yeah, you can show it to whoever you want.
It's not. Touch it.
It's not. It's definitely not confidential. So that's just my self-review. When I was hired, the board asked me to do a self-review every year before my anniversary date. My anniversary date's October 1st. So I wanted you guys to have it for the September meeting. That way you can kick me to the curb if you need to by before my anniversary date.
We'll keep that in mind.
There. So that's all I got.
Okay. Visitor comments? No visitors. Comments from the commissioner or staff? Any comments?
I'm talked over.
There's going to be more issues, but I think the board and everybody else, we can work through them.
Mm-hmm. So, I think so, too. Okay, with that, the meeting is adjourned, and the next regular meeting is to be held September 27th, 2022 at 5:00.
Okay.